Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and it is Thursday morning, July 3rd. Joining me in studio this morning, Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And a good morning to you, Andy. And an early happy 4th of July to you.
Yes, happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day. And you know what? I know that last year on July 4th, Independence Day, I was seeing all the stuff on Facebook that was talking about how we have made it all about our veterans, which really July 4th isn't about. But today I am going to make it about that. So I wanted to announce to the group that's listening, to those of you who are in the listening audience, that on July 15th, there is going to be a Veterans Fair at Merrimack Bluffs Senior Living Community. Now, Merrimack Bluffs, for those of you who do not know, is one of our continuing care retirement communities for Lutheran Senior Services. It is located in Baldwin at number 1 Merrimack Bluffs Drive. So basically the easiest way, because this fair is open to the public, the easiest way really to get there in the St. Louis area is to head yourself to going west on 44, then go north on 141, and about the second or third, I think it's the third stoplight you'll encounter, is Vance Road. So you take a left at that stoplight on Vance Road, and you follow it for about 2 miles to where it curves, and then up the hill you'll see Merrimack Bluffs. So from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there is a veterans fair, and it is open to the public. So if there is a veteran spouse, a widow, who is just wondering what kind of benefits are available to veterans or what kind of services are available, Merrimack Bluffs has gathered 8 different agencies that serve U.S. military veterans, and they will be participating in that Veterans Fair. This is a free event. It's open to all retired service personnel and their families. And the representatives are going to be there from the National Archives and Records Administration, Missouri Veterans Commission, Missouri Mayflower Society Wreaths Across America, Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery, Project Veterans Aid, Missouri Veterans History Project, and Fisher House / Bowling for Veterans Health. Now, I've not heard of some of these, but as you can see, they'd be able to answer questions that might come up, like in general, the general information about VA benefits. So what VA benefits is a veteran eligible to receive? What qualifies as a veteran eligible for VA benefits? Where can we get free assistance in applying for those benefits? Will the VA pay for the burial of a veteran? How do they get a copy of their discharge papers if they have to turn it into someone? Or what if they're trying to locate the military records of someone or those of a relative? Or even about the cemeteries, you know, what are the eligibility requirements for a burial in a Missouri veteran cemetery? Could your spouse or children also be buried in a Missouri veteran cemetery? Or let's say someone is getting to the point where they're really looking for skill care. What is the Missouri Veterans Home? What is eligibility? Who can live there? What kind of care does it offer? So you can see that from that group of agencies, even the Honor Flight, how do you get involved in one of those? I think it would be a great opportunity if you are a veteran, you are a widow of a veteran, family member of a veteran, and you are not fully taking advantage of the benefits and services available because you simply do not know about them. Put on your calendar, July 15th, Merrimack Bluffs Senior Living Community, 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. This would be your opportunity to be face-to-face with representatives from these agencies that can help answer your questions or connect you to the people who can.
Those were the questions that you were sharing there. Those are all great questions, and I'm sure our listeners may have more questions than that. What a great opportunity. Was this your idea?
No, it was not my idea. I cannot take credit for this at all. Our In each of our senior living communities, mm-hmm. we have, in particular, activities directors. And mm-hmm. I do believe that this was put together by Sharon Cruz, who is our activity director, as well as we have directors of stewardship at each community. Mm-hmm. So Maggie Spencer is probably very involved in this as well. So what they're really trying to do as a stewardship director, for example, in fact, it may well be Maggie who put it together because of the fact of really helping our residents who move in or our prospective residents mm-hmm. to move in to know what kind of benefits they are eligible for. And I certainly can't answer that question, and I would not want to give any false information. So in case you were ready to ask that question.
I was going to ask you a bunch of questions.
I know, but you may need to go. No, that would interfere with your faith and family time, so you cannot go. But I do know that a large percentage of our current residents living in an LSS community are veterans. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely wonderful to hear their stories. They would be contemporaries of my father, who is a veteran of World War II. And I love to hear their stories. And in so many cases, I would guess that it is like it happened yesterday, D-Day, just mm-hmm. the celebration that was just happening for that. Unfortunately, with all of the negative media regarding the VA health, and I don't know how that hinges over into the benefits, but of course, in the news media today, there are mm-hmm. a lot of challenges with Veterans Administration. But I would want our Missouri veterans, and the reason I say Missouri veterans is because since this is located in Missouri, mm-hmm. These would be the Missouri agencies for veterans that would be able to get these answers. I think that in light of some of that, this would be a good time to clarify if any of those are at risk or what still is available. And I also wanted our Illinois veterans, because I know that there are folks that are listening that are in Illinois, to know that one of our LSS communities, Meridian Village in mm-hmm. Glen Carbon, has a representative from the Veterans Affairs Office every third Tuesday of each month from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., not including the lunch hour. So the Illinois families and or veterans and their families, they can call for an appointment, mm-hmm. come to Meridian Village and talk to a representative from the Veterans Affairs there. They can do that by calling 618-233-5140. And as long as I'm giving phone numbers, the phone number to call if you do think you are going to attend the Merrimack Bluffs Veterans mm-hmm. Fair or you have some questions about that event, that number is 636-923-2356. Again, 636-923-2356. And I don't want for anyone to think that because this Veterans Fair is happening at Merrimack Bluffs, that only veterans who live at Merrimack Bluffs mm-hmm. can attend, because this is open to the public. So if you are a veteran, mm-hmm. if you are in the family of a veteran, and you have questions about benefits and services available, whether it has to do with financial benefits, mm-hmm. Burial, finding lost records, any of those, come to the Veterans Fair, July 15th, Merrimack Bluffs, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Outstanding. Well, very good. And not too far off of 141 in Baldwin. Just mm-hmm. Take Vance Road.
Take a left on Vance, about 2 miles. And then it's going to turn into Sulphur Springs. Mm-hmm. This is probably more information than especially the internet people want to know. But it is kind of tricky sometimes. So you come to this big curve, and the driveway that leads mm-hmm. up is Merrimack Way, mm-hmm. or Merrimack Bluffs, Merrimack Bluffs Drive, pardon me. But you see the big sign for Merrimack Bluffs. Sure. You can see it there.
Very good.
Yeah. So as our devotional thought, I just wanted to close on the whole idea of freedom for July 4th. If we take a look at Romans 8, verse 2, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death." So there's a song when I used to teach, "Love is the flag flown from the castle of my heart when the king is in residence there." If you travel in Europe, you know that you can always tell when the king is in mm-hmm. residence because they fly the flag. So how can people know that Christ the King is in residence in our hearts and lives through the fruit of the Spirit? Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Because we have been set free through Jesus Christ from the power of sin, death, and the devil, let's fly those flags so that everyone knows just from being around us that we belong to Christ.
Amen. That we act in love, we speak in love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's that type of thing. Obviously, you look at a flag. We will see them all flying tomorrow on the 4th of July. We look at a flag and there is so much emotion wrapped up in a flag. We want people to look at us as the evidence of Christ the King. And hopefully their emotion will be, what's different about that person? What is it about their spirit of love, patience, gentleness, kindness? What is different? We are placed in this world and we are set apart because of what Christ has done.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jane, always great to talk with you, to hear what's going on with Lutheran Senior Services, lssliving.org.
You can
check it out online.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the Veterans Fair coming up on
July 15th.
July 15th at Merrimack Bluffs.
At Merrimack Bluffs, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For questions or to RSVP, call 636-923-2356. And have a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July. Be safe, everyone, and watch those fireworks. Don't do those fireworks yourself.
Thanks, Jane. Have a great week. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.